This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The U.S. Embassy, strangely enough, is having to warn Americans in London to keep a low profile during the president's visit in case anti-Trump protests become violent. Niall Gardner is the director of the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation. He joins us now. And what a fabulous thing to be ahead of, Niall. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's, you know, Margaret Thatcher, of course, her history reminds us of the importance of England, the importance of the British people, obviously, our family. Really, what is going on there? We know the Prime Minister May is in trouble, but why are Americans having to be warned in London, of all places? Can you give us some background here and what to expect?
Yeah, I think firstly, I mean, this is a fairly sort of routine warning that the U.S. Embassy gives here in London with regard to potential large-scale protests. We've seen these warnings given actually for previous visits by U.S. presidents, in particular the visit by George W. Bush. But having said that, it is sad, of course, that you are going to see some large-scale protests on the streets of London. Some of those protests could potentially be violent. Certainly, I think, left-wing groups from Britain and all over Europe certainly will be trying to mobilize and disrupt this visit. They won't succeed in doing so, but they will cause a lot of traffic disruption. And certainly the authorities here are on full alert to try and prevent any outbreaks of violence on the streets of London. But there are many on the left who would like to see violence here.
Well, look, we know, of course, not just through Prime Minister Thatcher's job as well. I mean, she was always under attack. And we know that the left is all throughout Europe. Certainly, they've made some inroads, certainly in England. But the president must have some friends there. We know you're friends with him. What is the support base for the president there? What does it look like right now?
Yeah, so there are a lot of supporters of President Trump here in the United Kingdom, especially Brexit supporters. President Trump is a very strong backer of Brexit. He's a believer in sovereignty and self-determination. He's been one of the biggest supporters on the world stage of Britain's exit from the European Union. So there's a lot of support for President Trump from Brexit backers.
Good.
Among MPs here in Parliament, among Conservative MPs who are Brexit supporters, but also among the general public. Those who support Brexit, I think, see in President Trump a strong supporter of Britain leaving the European Union. Also, President Trump is a very strong advocate for the US-UK special relationship.
Right.
He's a great admirer of Britain. He loves Great Britain. And I think there are many people here in Great Britain who strongly believe in the special relationship and who believe the president's visit is very important.
You know, Niall, I think one of my arguments has been that the media has been, I think, misleading us about the depth of the supposed division between Americans or in England, that, in fact, perhaps there's a lot more support. We've seen it certainly sweep through Europe, this desire for genuine freedom, for self-determination, for an end to the left controlling our lives and destroying it. That is, of course, a genuine human desire. And I think the media is misrepresenting things in this regard. So when it comes to the alliance in general, your prime minister is in some trouble. We've seen, of course, issues regarding that and Boris Johnson. Where does the alliance politically stand for him at this point?
Right. So firstly, I would say that the Anglo-American special relationship is very, very strong. The ties between London and Washington are extremely
close-knit. We think, well, this will make it stronger. Do you expect this trip also to make it stronger? I mean, he really does make an impact when he visits.
Absolutely, it will strengthen the special relationship. And I think certainly President Trump will be bringing with him a very bold, optimistic vision for Brexit. He'll be encouraging Britain to basically handle the negotiations with the European Union with strength, resolve and conviction. So I do think the advice that he'll be giving to the British government will be very, very important advice, the right advice. After all, this is a British government in some turmoil. We've seen the resignation of two cabinet ministers over the last last few days. And certainly I think that President Trump's message here in London will be a vitally important message at this time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Always love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Hey, come on. Let your opinion count by voicing it, okay? This is why we have a First Amendment right to be exercised, all right? If we're going to solve the problems that face us today, it requires all hands on deck. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's an us sort of thing. E pluribus unum. You know, out of the many come one. This is the blend of all our different ideals coming together to make for a greater America and an investment and an investiture, I would say, of all American citizens, because that's what it's all about. You know, this whole idea of your voice being invalidated and you being less than is a bunch of garbage. It's a big lie, and that's what some people would want you to think. Just because they yell louder, somehow, their opinion counts more because they have a bigger voice. Not so. Oftentimes I find the people that speak quietly and are very reserved have the most profound things to share. And these are the voices that we need to give mind to as well. Dan Perkins joins us now. Dan is an energy oil commerce analyst and, of course, a dear friend. And we work together. He and his wife founded Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and very committed to the effort here. And Dan, you know, what I've been reading recently about a lot of, you know, there's more jobs than people, but yet unemployment for vets is way too high. It's double digits still. And, you know, that's really disappointing when you think about it. So my encouragement to those businesses that are looking to hire, I say hire a vet, don't you?
Absolutely. We've got, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics last Friday with the unemployment report, about 6.7 million vacant jobs. Vacant jobs. I met a woman on my radio show, Bill, about a month and a half ago who left the private sector and became an entrepreneur and started three businesses. And part of her motivation is they are franchise businesses. Mm-hmm. One is for renovating your garage as far as floor paints and cupboards and countertops and everything, and windows treatments and blinds, and then cupboards like California closet. And what she does is she looks for and encourages veterans to apply for the franchise, and they have special financing packages for veterans. So there are people out there. We just need a lot more to begin to take care of those veterans.
A lot of resources out there and people who it's amazing to me to think how vets have been marginalized and, and they find themselves in the area. There's other groups of people, you know, people coming out of prisons that, they have, as my pastor would say, you know, they have 40 hours of work week available to them. And he told us one time on Sunday, he says, look, even if you don't have a job, your 40 hours of work week is looking for a job. And, right. You know, and it's like, whoa, you know, that put that all into perspective. You know, when you think about the manpower that is there, our GDP now on the rise, it is predicted that we will hit 4% in this next quarter. I think that's exciting. You know, that's twice as much as what, you know, the supposed experts said could happen under a Trump administration. Of course, Donald Trump laughed at that and mocked it, and deservedly so, because he saw what many of us saw, Dan, and that is there was a lot of pent-up productivity waiting to be exercised and released there, that the Obama administration had tied people down with, you know, restrictive regulations, and it just it killed the free enterprise system. And now Donald Trump has unleashed this engine of our economy, and look what's happening.
Yeah, you got us. It's an interesting parallel from a history standpoint. Mm-hmm. Look at, I know you and I are old enough to remember, but maybe not all of your audience is. Remember when we had the Arab oil embargo and the Iranian hostages under Jimmy Carter?
Right.
We were basically told by President Carter, you got to turn your thermostats down in the wintertime and up in the summertime. You cannot put Christmas lights, and the best years are behind us. And it's like deja vu again with Obama. We'll never see 3%. Those jobs aren't coming back.
Right.
And look what happened. We got Ronald Reagan and we got Donald Trump, who turned the economy around in a very quick period of time.
Exactly. And we didn't have to wait in gas lines anymore, you know?
Right. Well, he changed, but both of them changed more than anything else, Bill, was that they changed the psyche of the American people.
Exactly.
From negative to positive.
And you think about all the positive thinkers that we've had in our culture, from the Zig Ziglars and the Tommy Hopkins and on, there's been so many, Norman Vincent Peale's. How could our own country of positive thinkers be dwarfed by this negativity? And when you had a president that said, quit whining, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you know, what happened to, you know, keep your feet on the ground and reach for the stars, Casey Kasem's line, you know.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to that idea of excelling? And then, you know, we've gone through this period of time under Barack Obama that, you know, America was too big for its britches. It needed to be put in its place. You know, we were undeserving of any kind of exceptional consideration whatsoever. It's like, but yet he goes over to the Muslim world and talks about all their inventions. And if it wasn't for the Muslims, you know, we'd all be living in a third world country, I guess.
Right. It's just amazing. You know, in a country of 320 million people, that one person can still make a difference. And that one person is Donald Trump.
Right.
He made a difference. He gave us hope. He gave us what Obama promised us, hope and change. He gave us, but Donald Trump actually did give us hope, and he did change a whole lot, and there's more to change.
And I think
what we're going on right now, Bill, we're right in the middle of an American renaissance
that's
going to get rid of the Democrats' policy for the last 40 years. And it's an exciting time to be in America.
Well, it really is, because what it does in you know, eviscerating these policies, I mean, I don't know how much more evidence you need. The evidence is clear. These policies have destroyed, you know, cities across the country. It has upended governments. I mean, look what's happening in California. They're in la-la land right now. I just got back from there. And it's like, I mean, they think every day is Disney over there for some reason. It's goofy. And no offense against Goofy here, because, you know, the governor says, hey, everything is going really great. And I think, my goodness, he sounds like Baghdad Bob. You remember when the American forces were coming into Iraq, and you go, hey, we got them just where we want them. I mean, that's like Governor Brown. He's talking about all this business. And, you know, I was talking with Megan Barth, and, you know, she cited a study from U-Haul that said there were more U-Haul trailers leaving the state than coming in. Just that quantitative measurement alone should tell you that what the governor is saying is all wrong. You know, and the only reason that they have any kind of positive cash flow is because of the gas tax. They added another 40 cents, and but they're saying, hey, as soon as inflation comes, you can say bye-bye to that, you know, to that positive budget that they are showing right now. It's all a, you know, it's a house of cards that's going to come falling down because they really can't sustain it. You know, there's only so much taxation that can take place. But this, again, is what happens when you have a one-party state. And there it is. That's the poster child for the Democratic Party. You look at California, you look at New York, you look at Chicago. That's what you want? I mean, Illinois, that's what you want for the rest of the country? I don't think so. More from Dan Perkins on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you, for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Biff Martinez.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Dan Perkins, I got to admit that the probing alien thing, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, and it's a long story, and we'll talk about that off the air.
Great intro. Great.
Don't you love that? I love it. It's one of our favorites out of Los Angeles does that for us, and it is very, very clever. I appreciate it. Dan Perkins continues with us. Dan is national security foreign policy analyst and author. Dan, as we continue on with what is happening just in the world of energy, we've got soaring gas prices, and OPEC just announced that they're going to open up the spigot a little bit. So what's going to happen here? What do you forecast?
Well, first of all, and I mean no disrespect to you when I say this, you've been somewhat sabotaged by the left. We're talking about, on a national average, on the Truly London survey, about $2.86 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody seems to be talking about the runaway gas prices in the second term of Obama when gasoline was $4.25 and higher.
Right.
So we don't have runaway gas prices. We have higher gas prices. But, Bill, we're coming off of, in our lifetime, I don't know what it was in where you live in Florida, but where I live in Florida, it got down to $1.37 when the world was coming to an end.
Right.
And it's worked its way back.
I just got back from California, and the gas prices were stupid over there because of the gas tax there, particular to the state. But here it's nice to be back in the East Coast, and so gas prices are back to normal. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. And so I sent you a copy of an article that I wrote last week on the Daily Caller. It was on Newsmax on rig count.
Right.
How many rigs are drilling? Before the Arabs attacked us in November of 2014, there were 4,000 rigs in the world drilling for oil. Right now, Baker Hughes says there are about 2,000. So 2,000 went offline. Of the 2,000 that are drilling, 1,200 of them are drilling in North America, and almost 1,000 of them are drilling right in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go across the pond and go over to Saudi Arabia. They have 118 wells drilling, 118. The OPEC nations agreed to increase production by 1 million barrels at their June meeting. Guess what? The best they've been able to do so far, including what is being pumped by Saudi Arabia, is about 300,000. Why? They haven't punched any significant holes to replace what they're depleting, number one. Number two, Venezuela's coming off. Nigeria's coming off. And at the end of the month, when the Trump administration applies sanctions to Iran, they're the third largest exporter in the world. That's going to bring down supply even more. What does that mean? It means that prices are going to go higher. The price of crude oil probably will be around $85 at the end of the summer. But we will be the largest producer of crude oil in the world by the end of this year at over 11 million barrels a day. And we're now exporting. Where 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, we couldn't for 40 years. We are now exporting over 2 million barrels of crude oil a day. What does that mean? It means a lot of big, good-paying jobs, not only in the pipeline business and the refineries, but all the related businesses. We're putting hundreds of thousands of people back to work in the energy sector, whether they're drilling or pipelines, doesn't make any difference. And they're all good-paying jobs.
Exactly.
And so if we control... We no longer have a national security issue with getting our crude oil from Saudi Arabia and the OPEC nations like we did when Jimmy Carter was president, all the way up to when Obama was president. But we do have a situation where China needs to import 65% of its energy needs because it can't produce. It doesn't have the resources. So we're currently now exporting, in less than a year, 400,000 barrels of crude oil a day to China. And when Mr. Trump said he was not going to certify the Iranian deal, The Asian refiners who got most of their crude oil from Iran came out the next day and said, we have to find alternative sources of energy. Well, the problem, Bill, is that OPEC doesn't have the capacity.
Mm-hmm. The United States does.
Yeah, and we're going to be the energy power in the world, not OPEC.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the first time, you and I have talked about this for quite a while, Dan, for the first time in our lifetime, America will be truly energy independent and dominant to where we will be the grand exporter of oil. What is that going to do for Russia then? That's going to greatly, cut them back, is it not, in terms of significance in the Middle East?
They're supplying about 40% of the oil and natural gas to Western Europe. Mm-hmm. We've already told the Western European nations, we will supply you. Just like we're supplying liquefied natural gas and crude oil to China. Mm-hmm. If you want to shut off the pipelines from Russia, go right ahead, because we will supply you with all the oil and natural gas you need.
Now,
under the thumb of Russia.
Right. And so what you're bringing up here, Dan, really puts into perspective these NATO meetings and, the leverage that this president has in talking with NATO, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, this is huge.
Couple that to the trade situation.
Exactly. That was the other thing, too. You jumped ahead of me. Yes, I was going to say, yes, exactly. Right. Go ahead.
So the two are linked together. You know, I wrote a piece last week on the quote trade wars.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest war with the second biggest economy in the world is with China. Mm-hmm. But Bill, people don't understand. If we have $100 billion of exports to China and China wants to put a 25% tariff on everything we send, that's $25 billion.
Right.
But China sends $500 billion to the United States. If we put a 25% tariff on their $500 billion, it's $125 billion. They don't have enough bullets in their gun to fight us, because the very thing that we're trying to get rid of, the trade imbalance, works mm-hmm. against the leverage that the Chinese have. Same thing true with the European Union. We've got a $172 billion annual trade deficit with the European Union. The only country, Bill, nobody knows this, but the only, I've asked the weird question. Do we have any nations in the world where we have a trade surplus? And the biggest nation in the world, the nation state in the world where we have a trade surplus? Britain. That's the biggest nation. There are other ones, small ones. But so we have all these places. Mexico has a $75 billion trade deficit. Canada, over $100 billion. So there's huge trade deficits all over the world. And it's because I believe this all started at the end of the Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, of course,
you and I weren't alive.
Yeah. But we understand historically, looking back, as to why we did that.
Yeah, because we saved the world.
Right.
We destroyed the German economy. France was destroyed. Italy was destroyed. All the other smaller countries were destroyed. England was destroyed. Japan was destroyed. China was destroyed. Indochina was destroyed. There are some experts that believe at the end of the Second World that GDP, 50% or more of the world's total GDP was in the United States. We survived.
Yes.
And we made a commitment to help rebuild the world. And we literally rebuilt the world. We made all these wonderful deals to help them get their economies going. But we never went back and said, okay, I think it's time to adjust that, Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Saying,
no. And the first time that question came up was when Donald Trump said recently, how about if we just get rid of all these taxes, all these burdens, and we just have an even field across, it's an even field across the board. Didn't like that. Because they've been used to getting our money, and they love the deficit because it works out for them but not for us. It's time to level it out. Dan Perkins, thank you so much as always for the insight. Great stuff here. Appreciate it.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after President Trump criticizes Germany in part for entering into an energy deal with Russia, the president meets on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Brussels with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He says as she sits beside him following their meeting,
"We have a very, very good relationship with the Chancellor. We have a tremendous relationship with Germany. They've had tremendous success, and I congratulate you. Tremendous success. And I believe that our trade will increase and lots of other things will increase."
Earlier, Trump had also ripped France and other NATO allies for not spending at least 2% of their GDP on defense. He is going to be meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron shortly at the summit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Is fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Corey Taylor is back with us, author of the book How Hitler Was Made, Germany and the Rise of the Perfect Nazi. Corey's background, as you may recall, he's a primetime Emmy Award-winning filmmaker with 25 years of experience in documentaries, who began his career with National Geographic Television. His most recent film, JFK, A President Betrayed, was narrated by Morgan Freeman and uncovered startling information about President Kennedy's back-channel efforts for peace. Praised for its cinematic scholarship, the film was lauded for its accurate depiction of Kennedy's foreign policy. Taylor also wrote and directed the award-winning feature-length documentary The Power of the Powerless, which tells the story of the Velvet Revolution. Corey Taylor, good to have you back on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very good. Great to be back with you, Bill. Thanks so much.
Well, congratulations on the book. Boy, it is you know, you pick it up and you just can't put it down. I mean, what you've presented to us in how Hitler was made. I mean, for those of us that love history, this was, you know, so well done. And I cannot thank you enough for it.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm so glad you got something out of it.
And there's lots to get out of it, but let's translate, if we can, a bit of you know, what's happening today. Let's fast forward, because you know, let's face it, you know, with the government's in flux, we see a lot of winds of change, you know, coming over the horizon. What do you see in terms of history repeating itself?
Well, that is the million-dollar question, and we've been having some book launch event, and that's what everybody seems to be concerned about. Obviously, there's a lot of concern. There's a lot of fear. The way I like to look at it, because I don't see the issue of Hitler's rise as a partisan issue. I see it as a human issue. Mm-hmm. And so I look at it as we have to examine when people lie, somebody benefits. And we've got to be smart about that. That seems to me to be the one of the key lessons here, is that we've got to be smart to be able to recognize that people benefit from obscuring the truth. Mm-hmm. And we need to take personal responsibility in order for our democracy to really work.
Mm. Well, you know, things that we would count on, Corey, to be bastions of the truth and purveyors of the truth, in light of this information age in which we live in today, those lines of demarcation have been blurred a little bit, and it's given place to fake news. So now more than ever, people, you know, smart people, and I'm not saying that, you know, trying to categorize people as smart and dumb. I just want to say that we're all smart and we should know better, is that we need to do our due diligence as citizens of this great nation. This is a government of, for, by we the people, and by definition, that means that we are ultimately responsible, you know, for the government we have, for the information we take in, that, you know, we need, it needs to be verified.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, one of the things about the German society prior to the rise of the Nazis was that it's been pointed out by other authors, but that's also something I cover in the book, which is that Germany was arguably the most cultured, the most advanced society in the world at the time. At the turn of the century, of the 20th century, this was the land of Goethe and Schiller. So these are highly educated people. So morality and education aren't necessarily synonymous.
Mm-hmm. Now you bring up a good point here, and this is where you know we have to, I guess, be mindful of the morals of a country, because morals can ebb and flow. Ethics are pretty well, you know, pretty well set. But if they're not anchored, if the morals are not anchored to an ethical discipline, then it's, you know, we can start to see things according to our own eyes, and it kind of creeps in. Andy Andrews, I thought, wrote a rather definitive book, and you know, titled "How Do You Kill 11 Million People?" To your point here, Corey, he says you tell a lie. And the bigger the lie, the better. It's not a small lie. You got to go for the, you know, for the golden carrot, so to speak. And this is what Germany and Adolf Hitler did, was they told the big lie. And it wasn't that they had to get everybody involved. And this is what I'm observing in our country today. It is a radical minority number of people that is shaking the dog here. So to speak, it's not a majority of people. It's just a small voice, and they're dictating the mores of our country right now. And I think that's a bit dangerous.
I understand what you're saying. I think that one of the things that gives me hope is that in general, I would say that this country tends to move in the right direction. If you think about human rights, the values of respecting human life and the family. This is something that, and diversity, this is something that we continually evolve. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a bumpy road, but hopefully we're moving in the right direction.
Well, if we can keep talking, you know, and communicating, because sometimes I feel we're like a bunch of blind people feeling different parts of the elephant. And if we're not communicating with the other person, I often say that in God's divine plan, he never gave any one person all the goods. You know, in your effort, it takes a team. Everybody brings to the project certain parts of the puzzle that fits perfectly when it all comes together. And you just hear it humming. It is in sync. It's a symphony. And it's a beautiful thing. But when we don't, and we want to isolate ourselves and not allow, because sometimes, as you know, in bringing those puzzle pieces together, just sometimes because of past experiences and paradigms, we just, you know, maybe that initial fit isn't right and it's uncomfortable. But you don't know until you know, and when it all comes together, I'm being highly philosophical here only because I've experienced this, and so there is some credence to the philosophy because I've seen it work, and also allow room for discomfort, because sometimes we're just used to doing the wrong thing, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I the way you conduct your show resonates with me because of your ethic to be inclusive and to have this dialogue. And I think that that's what I completely agree. That's what we need to do in this country. We don't need to alienate one another and allow the polarization to continue. We have a lot of similar values. One of the things that resonates with me is, for instance, is that when I look at the founding fathers and I look at this sort of very cynical view of humanity that would cause this group of people to establish these separation of powers to protect us from tyranny. Well, that's, you know, sometimes the left can characterize the right as though they don't want the same thing. Hmm. But I don't believe that's true.
I think you're right, Corey, that at the end of the day, when we all come together, we find ourselves agreeing on more than we disagree on. But if we don't allow the place and the expression of the other side to be exercised, then it becomes frustrating. Things stop, and here you have, in parts, some of the things that we're experiencing here in America today. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation with Corey Taylor, the author of the book, How Hitler Was Made,
continues. Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going home.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, primetime Emmy-winning filmmaker Corey Taylor is back with us to talk about his book, How Hitler Was Made. It focuses on German society immediately following the First World War and is based on archival research in Germany, England, and the U.S. and interviews with experts. The vivid and chilling historical narrative that explains how fake news and political uproar both influenced Hitler and simultaneously put him on the path toward dictatorial power. So much has not changed over the years. As we said earlier, Corey, history has a way of repeating itself. Also, what happens with somebody like a Hitler, who is such an iconic figure, you have lots of urban legends and stories and myths that circulate about Hitler that, and is you state in your book, which has become quite the conversation for many, is that there's so many myths surrounding the Fuhrer.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Mm. And so much of the Fuhrer myth was propagated by Hitler himself. One of the things that I touch on in the book that was so fascinating in my research was uncovering the degree to which Hitler was sponsored by a network, a highly sophisticated network of anti-Semitic nationalists. Hitler's propaganda was that he saved the German Workers' Party, that he built the party himself. And in Mein Kampf, he talks quite a bit about the birth of the party, but he never mentions that this network from the military, from this secret anti-Semitic society in Munich, that this group of people had gone hunting for a spokesman in 1919. They wanted a spokesman for their anti-Semitic movement, and they were considering a number of candidates, not just Hitler. Hitler's mentor, Dietrich Eckart, he was a failed playwright who blamed his failures in the arts on the so-called, what he referred to as the Jewish literary mafia. He switched from the arts to politics, and in 1919 began looking for Germany's new messiah. And he had a very specific criteria that he was looking for. He was looking, he knew that things had shifted. The people didn't trust traditional authority anymore after that horrible war, the First World War.
Exactly.
So he knew it couldn't be an officer. He knew it couldn't be an educator. It had to be somebody who could speak really well, but someone who was kind of a nobody, someone who could stand the rattle of a machine gun, but was also a bachelor who could get the women's vote. And so he found all of these things in the charisma and the oratorical powers of this this young private who was in this military intelligence bureau following the demise of the communists in Munich in 1919. And a lot of people don't know that's how he was discovered.
This is amazing.
That's one of the myths.
Yeah. So one of the myths there in clearing this up, though, as you say, this was the genesis. So it was, in a sense, kind of a perfect storm the way this all came together, right?
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that I would say that is really unique to my book, and I hope readers will go to Amazon and check it out. Prior to the rise of the right was this far right, rather, is an incredible pendulum swing to the far left that precipitated the Nazis. And that brief period where you have a Soviet republic in Bavaria and you have sort of communist and utopian socialists trying to reinvent society in reaction to the terrible war, that's where these guys got their scapegoats. These were these intellectuals, many of whom were Jewish, who got involved in politics and were trying to infuse German governance with, frankly, with democracy. It was these became sort of the examples of how the Jews and the Bolsheviks were conspiring against Germany in the minds of these ethnic chauvinists. It was poppycock. It was nonsense. But because the people were suffering so severely from a famine and from the horrible loss of life in the war and then hyperinflation, the population was increasingly susceptible to this idea of scapegoating this segment of the population as trying to undermine the society.
And they didn't see anything that that resulted from them losing the war and the punishment that was put upon them by the international countries.
Say again?
I said, and Germany did not understand that a lot of their peril was brought on because they lost the war and what was put upon them by the international jurisdiction that put all these penalties upon them because of the war that of what they did in World War One.
Yeah, boy, you're right. And as we know, that the terms of the Treaty of Versailles were to the Germans punishing and humiliating, and the German people themselves had been misled in the First World War. They had been told that their enemies started the war when in fact their government had encouraged it. That was hidden from the people. Then they were told that the war would end quickly. It began, as you know, in 1914. They said that it would be over by Christmas of 1914.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people deceived, and then those crippling reparations afterwards, which incidentally, the French were among the most vociferous in calling for these harsh terms on Germany. In 1870, 1871, during the Franco-Prussian War, when the Germans defeated the French, the Germans had put terrible war reparations on the French. So this was another part of the cycle playing out.
And so all this is set up to give rise to a leader, as you mentioned, that was needed. And here you've got somebody that is almost out of I don't know, what do you call it, out of he was just cast out of what is the term in Hollywood terms? All of a sudden my brain went blank. Forgive me, Corey.
No problem. But if I could pick up on a strand that you brought up earlier.
Yes.
It's easy to unite people based on hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to unite people. It's not a real unity, mm-hmm. but people can coalesce around emotionalism and hatred. It's much easier thing to do than for people to unite based on values and ethics. And so this is a challenge that we face today, is right. What are our common values? And how can we work towards creating a better, more compassionate world? And by reflecting on the bitter truths and the horrors of Nazi Germany and of Adolf Hitler, we have a fighting chance to be able to discern when people are lying to us and trying to trick us. That's as you've pointed out many times, and you pointed out the last time we talked, if we can't learn from history, then we're doomed to repeat the same mistakes.
Yeah. Well, hate and fear are powerful motivators, and this is what drove, Germany during that era. And then you were put into different tribes, and then you were regarded as either more than or less than. And the worst thing could happen is you would be considered less than, because then you're disposable, right?
Yeah. Well, the Jewish population in Germany was like 1% of the country. And frankly, this was a highly successful 1%. Mm. These were highly motivated individuals, many of whom were fully assimilated and leading figures in all the different branches of human society. And they were, because of the anti-Semitism in Europe that wasn't just German, they were a threat. They were a threat to many people who felt like they were a threat for taking jobs. And then it was a perfect storm for blaming this small constituency for Germany's problems, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, rather compelling how Hitler was made Germany and the rise of the perfect Nazi. This is a must-read, highly recommended. Corey, remind everybody, of course, we linked it on our website, but there's also other ways in which they can get their hand on your book, and they need to. Where can they go?
Please go to Amazon.com or go to CoreyTaylor.com, CoreyTaylor.com. Visit my website. Buy the book. I hope we can continue the dialogue.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer.